This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Burr. President Donald Trump and his challenger, former Vice President Joe Biden, concentrated their efforts on the state of Florida Thursday. AP's Sagar Meghani has more.
Florida is always close, and Biden knows the president all but must win there to earn another term.
If Florida goes blue, it's over.
The president was on the state's west coast hours before Biden also ventured to the Tampa area.
We're doing incredibly in Florida. We're doing incredibly all over.
More than 73 million Americans have already voted, and both men are trying to energize the millions more who'll turn out Tuesday. The president was to have a second rally today in another southern battleground, North Carolina, which was postponed until next week due to strong winds. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Public health experts are pointing fingers at all levels of government leadership for missteps and missed opportunities in suppressing the coronavirus pandemic. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
The Columbia University National Center for Disaster Preparedness. Dr. Erwin Redlener says he's frustrated by the inconsistent response from the government. He says if leaders had been disciplined about employing various health control measures early on, including masks and social distancing, more than 100,000 lives could have been spared of the nation's 227,000 victims. Redlener and other critics cite a president who scorned masks, downplayed the threat, and undercut scientists, but also governors who resisted containment measures and state lawmakers who limited funding for health care. I'm Jackie Quinn.
On Wall Street, stocks gained ground after Wednesday's precipitous drop, with the Dow Jones Industrials up 0.52%, the S&P added 1.19%, and the NASDAQ gained 1.64%. This is VOA News. The remnants of Tropical Storm Zeta continued to barrel across the southeastern United States on Thursday, bringing high winds and heavy rains to several states. We get more from AP's Ed Donahue.
Zeta reached land as a Category 2 hurricane in Louisiana.
A lot of wind, a lot of trees.
Keith Forrest lives in one of the more than 2 million homes without power. Gene Galluri is preparing for the long haul.
I have no lights. I don't know how long I'll be without power. I'm hopeful that my generator gets fixed.
Zeta didn't weaken much as it moved into Georgia.
We had an 80-year-old pecan tree in my neighbor's yard that came down at 4 a.m.
David Griffin in Atlanta wasn't as close to that tree as another member of the family.
And my little boy screamed. It was his bedroom that the tree hit.
The most damage appears to be on the barrier island of Grand Isle in Louisiana, where Zeta punched three breaches and a levee. I'm Ed Donahue.
The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits has fallen to its lowest level in 7 months, but the coronavirus is still forcing many employers to cut jobs. AP's Mike Hempen reports.
751,000 Americans applied for unemployment aid last week. The Labor Department says that's a drop of 40,000 from the previous week, but it's still historically high and underscores that a full recovery from the pandemic recession remains far off. The government also says the economy expanded at a record 33% annual rate in the third quarter. That's a sharp rebound from the spring, when the economy shrank at a 31% annual rate. But the increase recovers only about two-thirds of what was lost to the pandemic. Mike Hemp in Washington.
A lawsuit filed by Fair Housing Groups accuses the Redfin Realty Company of systematic racial discrimination. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
The organizations say during a two-year investigation, they documented the effects of Redfin's minimum price policy, which requires a home to be listed for certain prices to qualify for full services. As an example, in Detroit last June, full services weren't offered unless homes were listed for at least $700,000. But in surrounding mostly white areas outside the city limits, the minimum price for full services was just $250,000. In a statement, Redfin CEO Glenn Kelman disputed the allegations, but added that the lawsuit raised important questions. I'm Mike Gracia.
Pope Francis is halting his public general audiences and will limit participation at Christmas and other upcoming masses amid a surge of coronavirus cases in Italy and the Vatican. Francis's liturgical events over the next few weeks and months will be attended by a limited number of the faithful. Plans could change as the health situation evolves. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.